Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. The Walkmen join us again today on the World Cafe. We were big fans of their 2008 album, You and Me, and are very happy to have the new one, Lisbon. The band has been together for 10 years, and we'll talk in a moment. But first, here is this performance of Blue as Your Blood. As Your Blood, and that is a new one from the Walkmen, whose new album is called Lisbon, playing live in our studios today. I've read you guys talk a bit about bands and sounds of things that you admire, and I don't know if you were tongue-in-cheek with this, but you've mentioned Bob Marley and you've mentioned Chuck Berry. I swear you did. I don't know if you met this or not, but both of those guys have a really distinctive studio sound to what they do. Bob Marley in particular has a whole lot of space in what he does. You seem to be really conscious of the space in the recordings.
Yeah, those are definitely things that, I mean, those Bob Marley, some early Studio One Bob Marley stuff and Chuck Berry stuff is always, you know, things we're talking about when we're writing music. And yeah, that's some of our favorite sounding stuff.
Hmm. Doesn't translate necessarily stylistically, but sound-wise, I can see it.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah. Well, who knows? If it does it to you, then it does.
No one's ever said, like, oh, right, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, this, we mentioned that you recorded some of this in Dallas and some of this in New York and I guess some part of it here in Philadelphia. And yet it's called Lisbon, which makes one wonder. How did Lisbon become the name of this?
Yeah, we could have called it Dallas, I guess.
Yeah. It wouldn't have had the same mystique.
It's just a place we went twice while we were writing the record, and we had a really great time both times, and none of us had ever been, and we all really liked the city a lot, and the people were really great to us, and just something that I guess it was sort of motivating for us at the time.
Mm-hmm. And the architecture, I heard you mention.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, really great looking place. We were there the first time in the rainy season, and it never stopped raining the entire time we were there. But it was still just great.
Oh. What's next?
This is, we're going to play Angela Surf City, right? Yeah, I think that's.
Today's a day like any other.
a really nice version of Juveniles, which is the tune that begins the new Walkman album, Lisbon. You guys are now on Fat Possum.
Mm-hmm.
And the album before this, You and Me, I've heard you talk about that. It was kind of a reaction to the couple before that, which would have been the Nielsen cover album and the album before that. And you've kind of felt like you had something to prove with that record. Now that it turns out that You and Me was your best selling album so far.
I think second best.
Wow.
I think Bows and Arrows is still our peak.
Right. But did very well. Got some nice critical acclaim and
yeah, we were happy with the way it turned out.
And is each album a reaction to the one before in any way like
no,
that?
No, I mean, it's hard to start out writing music again when you finish something, because especially when you've just been going at it a lot towards the end of the record, and then all of a sudden you want to just do something that sounds different.
Right.
And it usually takes a long time to get something new or something that feels exciting going.
Which might explain why it took until you got to Dallas at the end.
Yeah, I think so. We were sort of just lost for a little while.
Hmm. But you're always writing, though.
We are. We have one recorded now, actually, a new song that's already recorded.
Wow. That
I think sounds great.
Wow, very cool. Very cool indeed. So you want to do one more from this to finish?
Yeah, we will. This one is called Woe Is Me.
Finishing up our set from the Walkman today on the Cafe, Matt Barrick on drums, Walter Martin on the bass, Pete Bauer actually sitting at the keyboards on that one, but also playing organ and piano. And we talked with Paul Maroon on guitar and Hamilton Lighthouser on songs, vocals, some guitar. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, thanks very much for having us. We really do appreciate it a lot.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.